This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tite. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The clock is ticking ever closer to Wisconsin's still hotly debated second wolf harvest. After its federal endangered status was lifted in January of 2012, the state quickly drafted a wolf hunt law. In what critics complained was the blink of an eye, Wisconsin carried out its first wolf harvest. At this hour, the DNR's recently formed Wolf Advisory Committee is huddled in a conference room in Wausau, charged with setting this season's harvest quota. As their committee deliberates, two UW-Madison scientists will share their 14 years of research. Geography professor Lisa Naughton and Environmental Studies associate professor Adrian Trevis have and continue to survey Wisconsin residents to glean public opinion on wolf policy and management. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz reached them as they prepared to address the committee.
This Wolf Advisory Committee has a lot of newcomers on it, and they won't be familiar with our research. So we're going to give that 13-year historical overlook of state residents' attitudes and then try to make some policy recommendations about not fixating on a single number for the statewide population, but rather focusing on reducing conflicts and considering the local situation that makes people intolerant of wolves.
Were you at that last meeting, or you've received feedback on public comment?
We had a representative from my lab there, Jamie Hogberg.
Your colleague came back with what kind of a message?
A message that the issue of our surveys and questionnaires of public opinion had come up spontaneously from the public present at the first meeting, and that now our research is being invoked by certain groups. And so we sort of need to represent our own work, because sometimes it's being interpreted differently than we think is appropriate.
How do you encapsulate 13 years of research?
That there's more common ground among Wisconsin residents than what might appear to be the case if you just go to public meetings. The public meetings tend to draw the most outspoken and sometimes polarized views. Most of the state agrees we should have some wolves. Most of the state agrees we probably need to keep a cap on how big that population is. Most agree that there should be some kind of compensation or protection for livestock producers so that they don't lose livestock on their private land. There's even consensus that hunting is an acceptable part of management. The disparities and the controversies come up more in terms of how many wolves should be hunted, how should they be hunted, where they should be hunted. And a troubling and fuzzy part of the whole policy debate is there's a recognition that we have to control conflict, that is depredation on livestock by wolves, but there's sort of a leap that state-level hunts are going to be the best way to reduce those conflicts.
If I could add to that, there's an assumption that the more wolves the state has, the more conflict there will be. But an equally plausible explanation is that the wolves have spread into areas that are more heavily populated by people and by livestock. And it's that geographic spread that's been increasing conflict.
13 years of study is substantial. Are there gaps, or do you think part of your message is, let's talk more about what we do know and consider that as decisions are made in this second harvest and beyond?
We still see pretty big gaps in knowledge that are hindering policy. If as a society we aspire to policy that's based on evidence so that it's not based so much on opinion and anecdote, then there's still some really important questions out there, such as, what does the state as a whole feel? What's a representative sample of the state's attitudes towards wolves and wolf policy? We've seen the pendulum swing back and forth in wolf policy, with one group after another being angry at the shifts in policy. But there's still that silent majority out there who sometimes seem to be watching and waiting, and other times they speak out. And they have yet to be heard and measured in a systematic way. So we're going to call for that kind of a study, especially now that the Wolf Advisory Committees have been formally established and they're obligated to do important things like set quotas and determine hunting zones, and in fact determine the methods in which wolf hunting might be pursued. So we think there are big questions out there about what's acceptable to the public, given that we are all owners of wolves in our state. So we're going to try to cover everything we know about attitudes across the state, but with the caveat that we don't have a representative sample of the entire state. And so we'll point to the need for research that is truly representative, you know, given that we're living in a democratic society and wolves are a public trust resource.
Is there an element of your research that you feel is most pertinent to decisions that need to be made now?
Yeah, we have data on approval and disapproval for methods of hunting, and given the current political direction that the DNR is taking towards the wolf harvest, we think they should probably pay close attention even amongst residents of Wolf Range who would be the less tolerant towards wolves. There's some pretty clear signals about what methods they would approve and what methods they would approve for wolf hunting. And also some of the decisions about hunting to control depredations, I think we need to scrutinize those carefully and really determine if hunting has in fact reduced conflict between private property owners and wolves, or if we're not quite doing what we need to be doing to reduce those conflicts.
The public has given us the green light to go forward with a hunt with the understanding that the hunt is necessary to control depredations. But the devil is in the details. Hunting where and how many wolves, how does that relate to what kind of depredation and conflicts are out there? Just a sort of a, we have to hunt more wolves to reduce conflicts, that kind of general statement is no longer acceptable. We have to become more sophisticated about tailoring the hunt to meet that public sanctioned goal, which is to keep wolves around but reduce conflicts.
You say that armed with the research and surveys and focus groups that weighed in on this issue through the years. Is that correct?
Yeah, in particular, let me quote one of the statistical findings that we have that's from our statewide survey in 2004. Well, I shouldn't say statewide. It just covered 6 zip codes, 3 of them inside Wolf Range and 3 outside of Wolf Range. So when we asked, do you believe there should be a public hunting and trapping season on wolves in Wisconsin, out of over 1,300 residents of our state, as I said, 3 zip codes inside Wolf Range and 3 zip codes outside of Wolf Range, the plurality, which means the highest proportion, said yes, but only when depredations become unmanageable. So we believe the state first has to demonstrate that depredations have become unmanageable, and then secondly, indicate that the way they've designed the hunting season will address that problem.
The state has had its first harvest. We'll be moving into the second. There have been big shifts from working to encourage the repopulation of wolf packs, moving from a scientific advisory committee to, I think, what's called a wolf management advisory committee. You know, how do you feel about what's happening so far?
Well, my scientific opinion is that it has been fast, and some of the policy interventions have been done without collecting the necessary baseline data so that we can assess the effectiveness of the policy. And that always concerns me as a scientist. One of my specialties is intervention planning. And when I speak about interventions, I include the regulated harvest, the lethal control actions, et cetera, any steps taken by the managers and the policymakers to manage wolves directly on the ground. And so my concern is that some of the interventions that have been put in place in 2012 were done at such a speed and such a urgency that scientists and wildlife managers alike were unable to collect the necessary information so that 1 year later we can ask the question, did it work? And that's a crucial question because we don't want to waste taxpayer money. On the subject of wasting taxpayers' money, let's remember that the state and federal government collaborated to help wolves recover in Wisconsin, and it was at a tremendous expense. So a precipitous decline in the wolf population would not only be a waste of that past investment, but would trigger a lot of concern that the federal government would step in again and relist wolves. Lisa, do you want to add to that?
That's a scenario that we very much want to avoid.
UW-Madison researchers Lisa Naughton and Adrian Trevis were both members of the Wolf Scientific Advisory Committee, which was disbanded when the wolf was removed from the endangered list in Wisconsin. They spoke with Susan Bentz. Their team has carried out extensive research around public attitudes on wolf policy and management and is currently juggling 3 related studies. Today's meeting of the DNR's current wolf advisory committee will result in hunt quota recommendations slated to be reviewed by the Natural Resources Board in June, with the wolf hunt season slated to begin on October 15th. We will talk about the practical challenges in homeschooling when Lake Effect returns after a break on WUWM.